to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns across and explode into space. I like smoke and lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And I actually played that Born to be Wild song because my guest, when he comes on, Dr. Michael Kaufman, after the first break, is going to be talking about the Wildlands Project. So I thought, it's kind of apropos. But we have a couple minutes before we hit the first break, so I want to tell you about how my day started out. It was a trip. I don't sleep half the time, so I'm always like in a stage of insomnia and one way or another. I'm in a fog half the time, I swear. Anyway, so I thought I'm going to take the dogs over to the farm park this morning. We'll go for a walk. I'll get the blood cooking in my brain. So I put the dogs in the car, and the dog jumped in. They both jumped in, and so I got in the Jeep, and I got over the farm park, and I'm opening the back window to be able to put the collar, the leashes on the dogs, and there's only one dog. I have two dogs. There's only one dog, and I thought, where the hell is Darlene? What happened to her? She jumped in first, so I thought, oh, my God, did she jump out at a red light or something? So I'm barreling back home. Fortunately, the dog was standing by the, just coming around the corner. She had probably been hanging out by the garage because I let him out through the garage and then put him in my Jeep that way. But I am telling you, I was fit to be tied. I thought, oh, my God, what happened to my dog? It was just one of those mornings, I am telling you, not a good way to start the day. Anyway, listen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Hopefully my guest will be on with us by that time. If not, it's you and me. We'll be back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I want to tell you another quick dog story before I bring my guest on. Several years ago, it was a dog I had whose name was Homely. She looked like the Cookie Monster. Anyway, I've had a Jeeps for a long time. So I got in the car and I'm driving around, and then I realized I can't find the dog. And I thought the dog was with me, right? And I'm searching all over, and I went crazy, and John was sleeping, and I ran upstairs, and I said, I can't find Homely. I've been driving all around. I don't know where she is. You've got to get up and help me find the dog. Well, he said, which dog are we looking for? Because I've always had two, three, four dogs. And I said, we're looking for Homely. And I'm going out of my mind because, of course, the dogs are like my kids. He said, you mean the dog that's sitting right behind you in the Jeep? All this time, I'm driving around the neighborhood screaming and yelling for the dog, and here the dog was sitting right behind me, but I couldn't see her because, of course, she was right behind the front seat of the Jeep, and I'm going out of my mind. I'm telling you, it was like this morning. I thought, oh, no, where's the dog? I'll tell you, boy, when I'm in a fog, I am in a fog. But anyway, I want to welcome my guest to the show today, Dr. Michael Kaufman. I've had him on my show before, and it's always a pleasure to have him on. Dr. Kaufman received his BS in forestry and an MS in biology at Northern Arizona University and his PhD in forest science at the University of Idaho at Moscow in 66, 67, and 1970, respectively. He's a respected scientist and ecologist, and he's been involved in ecosystem research for over 20 years, both in academia and industry. He taught courses and conducted research in forest ecology and forest community dynamics for 10 years at Michigan Technological University, which is a leading forestry school in the Midwest. While there, he published a book on forest ecosystem classification in Upper Michigan and Northern Wisconsin, which has become the standard for classification in the region. He also assisted the U.S. Forest Service in developing the ecological land classification system for each of the national forests in Region 9. He's currently president of Environmental Perspectives and executive director of Sovereignty International. EPI focuses on providing professional guidance and training in defining environmental problems and solutions based on Judeo-Christian principles of stewardship as contrasted with pantheistically based environmentalism. Hi, Dr. Kaufman. Thanks for coming on with me today.
Well, I'm glad to be back with you, Maggie.
Well, I'm glad you could join me. I'm telling you, I was just out of my mind today, but I'm glad that I got the dogs and everything's together, and I'm glad you're on the air with me. Let's talk about the wildlands map, if we could, Dr. Kaufman, because I know when I was talking with your wife a week or so ago, arranging for you to come back on with me, I had mentioned to her that I think there's some confusion about where people, you surmise, would be living in these urban growth settlements, the human settlements, smart growth cities, that kind of thing. So if you would explain how you came about creating this map and where people can find it so they understand what it is we're talking about, I think that would be a good idea.
Okay. Well, the map itself is something that I had been doing for several years. Excuse me, I'm getting over a cold. Not really understanding why I was doing it, but it was useful in stopping the ratification of the Convention on Biological Diversity by the United Nations back in the 90s. And what had led me to do that was that I was very aware of an organization called the IUCN, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. The IUCN wrote the Convention on Biological Diversity in the early 1990s. It was brought out for the world in 1992 at the Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit. But the IUCN also sponsored something called the Wildlands Project. And the Wildlands Project was primarily the brainchild of Dave Foreman, although it was picked up by a number of other people in the process. And that particular effort was designed to put one half of the United States into wilderness areas, either wilderness areas or interconnecting wilderness corridors, so that grizzly bears and coyotes and wolves could range freely from the tip of South America to the tip of North America without any obstructions of mankind whatsoever.
Okay.
That was the ultimate goal, and it was basically the heart of the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity, although it did not use that name in the actual treaty. The treaty was only 18 pages long. And so what I did basically was to draw this map as to what it would look like if it were ever completed. And back in 94, when it was brought out to the U.S. Senate floor for ratification, I was able to get that map along with some supporting documentation to the Senate. And it was brought out on the Senate floor. The map was blown up into a 4-by-6-foot poster brought out on the Senate floor by KBLA Hutchinson of Texas and stopped the whole proceedings right there about an hour before the closure vote. So it was a very, very dynamic piece of information and one in which we need to recognize is still there. They're still trying to implement this around the United States, even though the treaty was stopped from being ratified. And it comes under a whole slug of names called greenways, green print, nature trails, and a variety of other things that lock up land and keep human beings out of it, except for maybe just traversing it to look at nature in the wild. And it's progressing. There has been always legislation in Congress to expand this using national forest lands or Bureau of Land Management lands into big blocks of wilderness areas. Our is President Clinton and then now President Obama is doing national landmarks, just setting aside land, or indiscriminately, basically setting up the framework necessary to implement this wildlands project. And in this wildlands project, humanity is not allowed to go except for maybe backpacking or something of that nature. It's there for nature's benefit, not for man's benefit. And in actually stopping the treaty, we had documentation from the United Nations of where they were going to literally rip out whole communities and abandon them in order to create these de facto wilderness areas.
Dr. Kaufman, I didn't have you go into the whole what UN Agenda 21 and all of that is, because the focus of my show, 99% of the time, my guests are all talking about different aspects of it. And so I know you're only with me for the first hour, I believe, this morning. So I wanted to cut to the chase with this wildlands map. And the last sentence or two that you just spoke was about them removing whole towns. And I wanted to get your opinion of what you thought. How do you think FEMA will play into this driving people out of their towns? I know I had heard that out in Missouri, and I don't know which county this was, but FEMA was taking charge, and after they had some flooding, and they were telling people that they were going to have to put a basement under their house if they didn't have a basement, or they were going to have to elevate their house up on stilts. If it was what they deemed was in a flood zone, and their definition of a flood zone doesn't even have to have been an area that's flooded in 100 years. It didn't make any difference.
That's so, right, and you'll find that the government agencies are all united on this. Excuse me. And what FEMA has done is basically set up anywhere that's flooded or where you've had some sort of definable catastrophe. They have tried to prevent the rebuilding in that particular area and move everybody off to someplace else, or as you just described, put it up on the houses up on stilts and flood zones and so forth. It is very draconian, and it is part of this whole effort, basically, to create these wildland corridors along rivers.
What do you know, and I don't have the correct verbiage, what do you know about this assault on, I'd heard this in a couple of different locations down in Delaware. They were trying to tell the people in the Delaware Peninsula that, the sea levels are going to rise by 5 feet, so we've got to make preparation for that and trying to move people away from the coastlines. And then I was listening to someone on a radio show outside of San Francisco, and they were talking about using, I can't remember whether it was the regional planning organization or what, but it was somewhere around, you couldn't build, they were going to prevent you from building within, and I think it was 300 feet of water. Now, they didn't say that was 300 feet of the ocean. It could be 300 feet of any body of water. And
right.
I wondered what information you could give us on that.
Well, first of all, the actual increase in the ocean levels or sea levels is bogus. But the last 2 years, the sea levels have unanimously gone down around the world by about 2.5 inches. Excuse me.
That's okay. You want to get a drink or something, Dr. Kaufman?
Yeah,
go
maybe
right
that
ahead.
Would be a good idea.
Go ahead, then. I can ramble on. We're going to be about 2 minutes before we hit the first break anyway,
okay.
And that's a 3-minute break.
I've had my drink.
Okay.
The sea levels have actually gone down by about 2.5 inches those last couple of years. Now, those who believe in global warming and increasing sea levels will scream, well, you can't measure the sea levels that much. But they used the same data for 10 years when the sea levels were going up. It's just when the sea levels are now going down that they're complaining bitterly that you can't use that data. So if you use the same data that they were using to prove the sea levels were going up, now that the sea levels are going down because the Earth is cooling, you're basically seeing that this is natural. It has nothing to do with man-caused global warming whatsoever. Now, the 300-foot setback that you described is something really totally different. In that particular case, the states
hang on,
are usually
Dr.
required
Kaufman.
To do that.
Hold on. We got a 3-minute break coming up, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We will be right back. My guest this morning is Dr. Michael Kaufman. Don't go away.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, 800-313-9443. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening all throughout Texas on our latest station, which is KHFX, 1140 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as well as all the other stations and networks who are carrying the programming from Republic Broadcasting Network. If you would like to advertise your business or service on RBN, please get in touch with us. Our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone number, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Our address, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on Twitter at RBN Live. So, listen, there are a lot of different ways to get in touch with us, advertise your business or service, or if you would just like to donate to the cause of keeping the truth on the air, because you don't hear what we talk about on the mainstream media, then to make that happen, you need to help out. You can always send a few dollars or a lot of dollars, your preference, to Republic Broadcasting. So please do that and do it sooner than later, because time is running out. My guest this morning is Dr. Michael Kaufman. And he has several websites. One of them is discerningtoday.org. Another is where you can purchase his book, which is an excellent book. RescuingAmericaBook.com, great book, tons of information. I really suggest that you get Dr. Kaufman's book. You're going to be glad you did because it explains a lot of things, the players behind this whole agenda that's being enacted and played out right before our eyes. So it's important that you understand who it is that's behind this as well as what it is. When we went to break, Dr. Kaufman, you were talking about the 300-foot setback. So if you would explain how that's operating, that would be excellent.
Book, Rescue to Broken America, at rescuingamericabook.com. If you do order it, you get to the last page where you decide how you're going to pay for it, Visa or PayPal, and enter the word radio in the promo code. If you enter the word radio in the promo code, we'll give you a 30% discount.
Oh,
now,
okay.
the 300-foot setback, that basically is done by almost every state. The states basically have those rules built into their enforcement, primarily because if it's any closer than that, there's the danger of polluting the waterway itself, either the river or the lake, whatever it might be. And
okay.
That's why there's always this 300-foot setback. There's no magic number. 300 feet is just the accepted term. It may be, in some cases, should be 400 feet. In some cases, it can be 10 feet. But the fact is, it's 300 feet.
Okay. So, have they always utilized this setback, or is this something that they're using a lot more as an enforcement mechanism to be able to drive development where they want it to be and deny development where they don't want it to be? Is this becoming more of a tool that they're using than they have heretofore?
Well, this requirement has been in effect for most states for at least 20 years, so it's been on the books for a long time. Now, you raise a very good point, though. What they're trying to do is basically use everything that they have in their toolbox to prevent people from building on lands that they do not want to have people building on. And that's just one of the tools that they're using. They may actually try to enforce a 400-foot setback, leaving the person with only 20 feet of buildable land. You know, you can't build on 20 feet. And making it so difficult for people to build that they just give up and walk away, give the land back to the state or to the county or whatever the case might be at no cost to the county, creating basically a de facto wilderness. This is really happening across the country in a much, much bigger way. Florida, for instance, in their Florida Forever program, has been targeting land that they want to buy or have conservation easements put on, whatever the case might be, for at least 15 years now. And what they will do is that they will announce to the world that they're going to buy this piece of land along this river or along that lake or wherever the case might be. And they may not buy it for 20 years. But the fact that they have put their stamp on that piece of land, the owner cannot sell it to anyone else. It's called greenlining. And this is another way that they basically can get at landowners, preventing them from doing anything on their land, because they have this intent sometime in the future, might be years away, to actually buying it. And the poor person who gets stuck with that is cooked. There's nothing they can do.
Yeah. Let's jump back. We've got about another minute before we hit another three-minute break, Dr. Kaufman, so you'll be able to take a little break from talking. Let's go back to your wildlands map again. And for everybody listening, they can find your wildlands map on give us the websites where they'll be able to see what it is I'm talking about so that they understand what we're going to be discussing, Dr. Kaufman, please.
Yes, the primary website is EPI-, just a straight line, small dash, EPI-US.com.
Okay.
EPI stands for Environmental Perspectives Incorporated, -us.com. And you can look under maps for that, and you'll see examples of them.
Okay, hang on, Dr. Kaufman. We're going to another three-minute break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Dr. Michael Kaufman. Please don't go away. You need to hear what this gentleman has to say. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you would like to get in touch with me, I will link to Dr. Michael Kaufman's website on mine, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. So please go there. Under the tab entitled Podcast, you will find links to my guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman's various websites, and I highly recommend. They sent me the book, Rescuing America book, and it is superb. It really is. It connects the dots, which people need to have the dots connected so they really understand the entire picture. When we went to break, Dr. Kaufman, I had asked you, let's go back to this wildlands map, because I was listening to a presentation someone was giving, and they were referring to the black dotted areas, which if you look at the legend on your map, it only indicates cities with a greater than 10,000 population. And in this presentation, this individual was saying that that would be where people would be jammed into these human settlements. And so I wanted you to clarify what these different things mean so everybody out there gets it right from the horse's mouth, because everyone's excited once they recognize what's happened. We want to fight back. And everybody's right. trying to fight back, but you want to have accurate information because it's critical to be accurate.
The cities that I have put in that map, basically above 10,000 people, are ones that I have on my GIS system, the graphic information system that I use to create the map. And they don't represent anything more than the fact that those are the cities. Now, it can be said that it's very likely that that's where people are going to be shoveled into, because they have a well-made-out plan already to take people off of the lands they're going to be creating wildlands from and shoved into what I call human occupation zones, which are usually around the big cities and so forth. So that is not technically incorrect. However, anywhere where you see green on those maps are areas that people can live. Even the yellow areas you can live, but you have to live very, very frugally, use agricultural techniques that are more typical of something 200 years ago than the modern intensive agriculture and that type of thing. So it's really apparent, very easy at looking at that map to see why the document that I gave the United States Senate to stop the treaty also said that we have to reduce the human population if we want to maintain the current North American standard of living down to about 1 billion people in the world, down from the 6 to 7 billion that currently exist, because there's not going to be any room left to grow crops to feed the people. That is what they are planning. That's what they see, and that's why I think it's very important for people to understand that this is a religious movement. It's based on the religion of pantheism, which holds that nature is God, and the whole purpose of all of these United Nations treaties and so forth is to basically prevent man from harming Mother Nature, the goddess. And not every environmentalist believes this. Please understand that. But the key leadership are doing it because they believe that nature is God and they must protect nature at all costs.
Exactly. So even if you were to look at the areas you have delineated as would be the buffer zones on this map, which people can find on your website, epi-us.com, even in those areas, if we had to live based upon how they were living 200 years ago, I can tell you, Dr. Kaufman, I couldn't do it, nor would very many people be able to do it. It's just unrealistic. We're 21st century individuals. We are not living 200 years ago where we're using candles to light our way. So and that's just reality, and it's delusional to think that would be a possibility. Maybe there's an occasional, Grizzly Adams or something out there who can do that, but that's not the majority of us, that's for certain.
Absolutely, and that's the one thing that they cannot deal with reality. Just understand that these progressives cannot deal with reality. They have their vision of what the world ought to look like, and they're going to force us into that vision regardless of what is real and what is not real. And that is the danger behind all of this stuff, is that it could put us into a situation where people are dying on a massive scale. In fact, they even talk about that in this document that I gave the U.S. Senate, and the fact that they need to reduce the amount or need to eliminate the use of fertilizers and genetic improvement in crops and all of this. Well, if you did that, even when they admitted that it basically has been the reason why we can have so many people on the earth, and it would reduce the food consumption of the earth by at least 50%, they still demand that we not use fertilizers and herbicides and other such things, which would reduce instantaneously within 10 years the human population by 50%.
Sure.
I mean, it's just cause and effect. They don't care. Protection of the earth is far more important. Now, this is not the typical environmentalist. Most of your environmentalists that live in local communities and so forth want to do the right thing, and you can talk to them. This is the leadership.
Yeah. People need to understand that. And unfortunately, the leadership is what controls. And that's the problem. You have people like Maury Strong or, what's his name? Dave Foreman from what? Earth First, I think he was involved with. They, unfortunately, the people who control are the ones who want to see the world population decreased and us living in these, human, settlements or human occupation zones, because we'd be in prison in those zones. Dr. Kaufman, we have a couple of callers. Would you like to take a couple callers?
Sure.
Okay. We have Dean in New York. Hi, Dean.
Hi, Maggie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I'd just like to assure anyone that's listening that, you know, might be skeptical about what the doctor is saying, that it is beyond a doubt, not just Agenda 21, but there's a whole higher level run through WTO, through United Nations, Code of Elementaris. If you just read these people's documents, you can see their plan. It's very clear. But, again, what I really wanted to say was, on a local level, to see these this Agenda 21 being implemented, for example, I live in Western New York, in the county of Chautauqua. They have something that's called Chautauqua 2020. And the way that it's a county, they call it a county development plan. But basically what they're doing is they're taking inventory of all the county to basically do exactly what this doctor is saying, is to revert it back to the globalist control into wildland. Okay,
yes.
So they actually convince people through their green agenda to do the work for them on the ground, I guess is my point. They convince our county to create this plan to spend this money, and all they're doing really is creating an inventory so the, you know, United Nations knows exactly what's in Chautauqua County, how many acres, how many, where it's located, how many people, and then they, you know, willingly hand this information over to them in cooperation with Agenda 21, and the people in the county are told that it's to help our tourism industry, to help us globally connected. Okay, I'm going to mention one more because I want people in New York, anyone that's listening that knows about these programs, to get up and stop them because I'm going to these meetings and I'm speaking up. I'm getting shouted down. I got shouted down the last time I went. They have another one called the New York Regional Development Council. This is a partnership between corporations in the state. And they're trying to, and what basically what their the cover story is they're creating a finance authority to stimulate economic development. Yet, in reality, when you go to the meetings and you go to these councils that they have, what they're doing is creating trade corridors. They're shipping people. They're trying to get people to move and to agree to create the trade corridors. Put people in these condensed urban, they call them growth centers, by the way. They're growth centers, and this is what we want to do. We're going to utilize urban, underutilized urban areas, and this is, it's right in the plan, okay? And if you live in Western New York, if you live in New York State, check into the New York Regional Development Council, and I'll just... Thank you for allowing me to speak, by the way.
Dean, you're welcome. And listen, I'd like you to get in touch with me because I know of a group up in Western New York who's trying to fight against this, but I just want to comment real quickly. I'm sure that if you go to the Chautauqua Institute where they have all these lofty so-called intellectuals there who are pushing all of this crap. I remember years ago, I think Al Gore spoke there along with all of these other progressives, but I'm sure – if you were to spend any time at the Chautauqua Institute, you would hear them talking about all this wonderful rhetoric, which, of course, is all big, one big lie. Dean, please get in touch with me. You can reach me through my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There's a contact button there. Contact me, Dean, and I'll put you in touch with the people up there. Let's go to Lisa in Texas.
Paul, Dr. Kaufman, I want to thank you for your awesome work. I've been to your site many times, and I've used your material to help educate people locally. And
thank you
very much. I just ordered your book, by the way. But also, I have two questions for you that I can't come up with an answer to. First, What was my first question? First, as far as the wildlands map, okay, I'm aware of that. How does that reconcile with the, you know, globalist plan to create these North American corridor, well, North American transportation corridors, like here in Texas, Trans-Texas corridor? You know, they don't call it that anymore, but they're still busy building these corridors. How do those two interface? Aren't they a conflict of interest, so to speak?
They do appear to be a conflict of interest, and I haven't figured that whole thing out myself, Lisa. But what I suspect is happening is that there's two competing schools of thought in the globalist thinking. One is this nature is God and has to be protected at all costs. Mm-hmm. These people are very much steeped in pantheism and so forth.
Right.
The other is the economic side of it. These would be the people who want to have all of this glorious NAFTA superhighway and the free so-called free trade,
right,
and that type of thing. And they're proposing these big corridors. Now, how they're reconciled, I don't know yet. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that they do seem to be opposing things, and they're coming out of the same sources. So I'm not sure how they're going to finally reconcile that in the long run. It could be, excuse me, I sound horrible. I don't feel that bad.
That's okay.
But I sound horrible. It could very well be that one of those is going to have to give way to the other. And if anything happens, it's very likely that this pantheistic idea of saving nature at all costs is going to give way before the economic, because the economic union between the United States,
right,
Federal Reserve, and the Bank of England and so forth is extremely strong, and I don't think anybody is going to overcome that. They're the ones that are pushing the economic side of it, the regionalization of the world and all the rest.
Okay, that's a great way to think about it. I like that. My last question is, given that they could somehow, if they could go ahead and implement this wildlands project, which I know you said they're currently still trying, how long do you think it would feasibly take them to achieve such a draconian, Malthusian kind of agenda?
They basically want the human population cut back to 1 to 1.5 billion
right,
people within 50 years.
Okay.
But they would like to have the majority of the reserves and corridors already planned out during that period of time, too.
Wow.
But they're allowing a total of 100 years to get the whole job done.
Okay. That's
starting back in the 1990s. So remember, we were already 20 years into it.
Into the game plan. Lisa, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Dr. Kaufman, we've got another caller I want to take real quickly because I know you can only stay with me the first hour. We have Scott in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, Maggie. Hi, Doctor. My opinion on this is I think they're just using this as a big cover for I think they have more on their agenda there, because if they were so concerned about protecting the earth, why would they allow all this saturated GMO food by Roundup and so forth to reach the markets and to damage the properties, and same way with all this chem spraying and all this, that, and the other. If they were really concerned about, if it was truly hard in protecting nature, why would they be allowing all this?
Yes. As I told the last caller, told Lisa, I think there are several factions within this overall movement for world government. And I think they're, in some cases, diametrically opposed to one another, but they're using each other at this point to create destabilization of our population so that we will be more compliant to fitting into what they want to do in the long run. As long as the nature is God, people continue just to ravage people's lives and so forth, and as long as they can build their super NAFTA superhighways and all of that, they will get along. But as soon as one starts to hinder the other towards the end of what they want to do, I think you're going to see that the financial side of this overwhelms the nature as God side. They're just using them basically as useful idiots at this point.
Yeah, I think their agenda is to have this, in order to control all of us, they want to have this one world religion and want us all to believe in what they want us to believe in. And then, and I think it's, you're exactly right. This is a religious war, and what I think is these evil people, because they can't win us over by having us give up our God, that they believe if they destroy the earth with all of us, I think that they think that that way their evil master, which I call Satan, I think that they think it's, that way they win all of our souls before we can repent and become Christians again.
Scott, I want to thank you for calling. We've got another caller real quickly, Dr. Kaufman. So let's go to, we've got Werner in New Brunswick. Hi, Werner. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there.
Good. You got a couple minutes before we hit the first break, Werner, so go ahead.
Okay. And good afternoon, Maggie, and good afternoon, Dr. Kaufman.
Well, good afternoon to you.
And never dull moment with RBN.
No, listen, Werner, Dr. Kaufman's only on with me for the first hour, so you got to make your point quickly.
You mentioned there about the efforts to for the free trade zones and all this. But I think it's real simple, you know, follow the money trail.
Yeah.
The big globalists, the big banking and commercial empires, they can make more money when the necessary the items are being produced halfway around the world, where they can control the production and most likely with slave labor, buy it up for a pittance, and then where they artificially have created the shortage, sell it for whatever the market will bear.
Yep, I think you're right on target.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, Werner, that music is a cue. We've got to go to break. Hang on, Werner, I'll bring you back because we've got a few more minutes with Dr. Kaufman. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody. Don't go away. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit freetoprosper.com right now.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, the call in number 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Dr. Michael Kaufman. Werner, go ahead, please, if you would.
Well, as I say, I have to keep things simple, you know, and I have to boil it down to the essentials. And basically, what is the government and its institutions and the politicians? They are supposed to be the servants of the people. They get reimbursed for their efforts. But basically what has happened now, the servants, they run the show and they're selling off the estate of the people from underneath mm-hmm. them and keep mm-hmm. them in ignorant with the cooperation of mainstream media.
Yep.
And in the end, when all the assets are being sold off or mortgaged up to the hilt, then the people don't have a foot to a leg to stand on anymore.
You've got it nailed. You really do. I have a two-hour talk that talks about that exact thing.
As I say, you know, I'm a simple guy, so I have to keep it simple. And most of us, when lawyers get involved and too many experts, they make it so complicated that people, they just throw up your hands and give up because they can't understand.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Thanks, Werner, for calling. I appreciate it. I know that you can't stay with me any longer, Dr. Kaufman. Do me a favor, if you would, give all the websites. You've got DVDs, you've got this book, you've got a lot of information out there. In fact, what your wife had sent to me, and it's a really novel idea, she sent me your Wildlands map, which, of course, is laminated so it could be a placemat. And I was thinking, boy, this is a great idea to send these out to people at Christmas time. And this is it's a perfect thing for them to take a look at. Who wouldn't look at this map when they got it in the mail and say, wait a second, what does it mean, these different things?
Yes.
You know what I mean? This is a great way. For people, once they see it, they start to realize the enormity of what this plan is that's being implemented. So please give out all your websites where they can buy your book, everything, Dr. Kaufman. Please.
Well, the map and all of our products can actually be accessed by going through the epi-us.com website.
Okay.
Just go to the store. There's a link there that goes to the store, and you find all of our products listed there. Specifically, our book has a separate website. You can order it through epi-us.com, but it has a separate website, and it is rescuingamericabook.com, and you can find all kinds of information about the book there. I even have posted the first chapter so that you can take a look at what the writing style and so forth is. And basically, really, as you had described earlier in the program, goes into the whole agenda from one end to the other. Now, obviously, I can't cover every subject, certainly not in any great depth, but at least you can begin to connect the dots of how things fit together.
Okay. DiscerningToday.org, RescuingAmericaBook.com, EPI-US.com. Please, everybody. Go there, get this map, take a look at it. Get Dr. Kaufman's book. It's excellent, and truly, as he says, it does cover everything from A to Z. Not, in course, you'd have thousands of pages. And, it, you know, if you were trying to do everything, I know. Are you going to be writing another book, Dr. Kaufman?
I am right now. It's a very short book. It's probably going to be about 150 pages. And it brings Rescuing a Broken America up to date with current examples. And really delves into the progressive mind and what is happening and how dangerous it is and how it must be stopped in the 2012 elections.
Dr. Kaufman, when do you expect that to be available?
I hope probably within 6 weeks. I'm trying to put the finishing time. I'm gone almost every week now talking someplace. It's really hard to sit down and do any writing, but I'm hoping to have it done by the middle of November, at the end of November at the latest if I can. Otherwise, it's not going to do much good.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that you're able to do that, and then you can come back on and talk about it if you'd like. You're welcome anytime anyway, Dr. Kaufman. You already know that. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Please feel better. Lots of liquids, but your cough sounds loose, so that's a good thing. At least it's not cement in your chest.
You got it.
Take care, Dr. Kaufman. I appreciate your time. Hey, everybody, we're going to break. We'll be back in 60 seconds. It's a quick break.
The next round of the